Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Joel has been published in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal, and he's written six of his own books, including most famously, The Money Map. You see him on TV every weekend on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin. He's also been an analyst for Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. Joel, always a pleasure to get your wisdom here on the show. How are you this week?
Doing great. I'm excited about the show today, John. We're going to talk about the seven pitfalls of having an asset allocation strategy that just doesn't work, and the cost of that actually decimating your life savings because you don't have the right asset allocation. And we'll even talk about what asset allocation is. That's just simply the mix in your entire savings, your entire investment portfolio of stocks versus bonds versus mutual funds versus real estate. It's how you mix those things together. Think of ingredients going into a recipe. And if you have too much broccoli or too much potatoes in a certain recipe, it's just going to taste totally different than it does if you have the right mix. It's the same thing with your investment allocation. That's what we mean when we say allocation. What's the risk? How much? What percentage is devoted to stocks? What percentage is devoted to bonds? I wanted to start out just explaining that because even though probably 80% of you listening to me right now understands that, it's important we go back to the basics and make sure we're all on the same page. We had a client come in a few weeks back, and they had a 401k, pretty good-sized 401k. At the company they're working with, they were not 59 and a half, so they could not roll that over to us. They had their other investment assets with us, and we spent a lot of time looking at the allocations, the funds they had chosen inside the 401k, and making sure that they match what's going on outside the 401k. Because the big mistake a lot of people make is they look at that one piece, the 401k, for instance, in this example. The client would look at that one piece as if it was the only part of their entire savings. And they allocate the assets just based on that one piece. You've got to look at your whole picture. So we've got a great show today. We're going to talk about the seven pitfalls of asset allocation that if you make some of these mistakes, they could decimate your entire life savings, cause you to have to work longer, or cause you to have to dial back your lifestyle in retirement, which obviously we don't want anybody to have to do.
And as Joel just mentioned, just think of asset allocation as that mix of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds in your portfolio. Pitfall number one, Joel, is that your asset allocation for your investments doesn't match your tolerance for risk. A lot of people have a portfolio that's mismatched from what they feel they're comfortable with.
Right. And this is one of the biggest issues. It's always risk. It's always, can you deal with the amount of risk? I mean, on CNBC's website, there was some writing a little while back, and it talked about how allocation of your investments is supposed to limit the downside by spreading risk around. And when some asset classes falter, that means stocks versus bonds or real estate, others can rise. At least that's how the thinking goes. And it should smooth out your rates of return. But the key here is if your risk doesn't match your portfolio, if your risk tolerance, your ability to stomach risk does not match your portfolio, you could lose a significant portion of your life savings. Just go back to 1987, 1990, 2000, 2008. And when that happens to you, when your savings drops by 20, 25, or 30%, it could be too late to do anything about it, especially if you're so close to retirement that you needed that capital to retire, or when you're in retirement and that risk causes you to decrease your income. So it's always about risk. It starts with risk, and that triggers some other things that we're going to talk about a little bit later in the portfolio. So make sure your investment allocation matches your risk tolerance. We, by the way, have a fantastic tool. We're so excited about it. Been using it for about a year and a half now with our clients, and we can run their risk tolerance through a very simple program that's easy for them to understand. And then we look at their portfolio that also quantifies based on their risk tolerance and what they've told us they can stomach. Is the portfolio matched up with that? And it's a real simple number of 1 to 100. And we can see that if their risk tolerance is, for instance, a 50 and their portfolio is 70, we've got to de-risk that portfolio. Most people don't realize they're taking too much risk until it's too late.
Again, this is Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Pitfall number two of having an asset allocation that's just not right, Joel, is you think you have a diversified portfolio, but you don't.
Yeah, and sophisticated investors call this overlap. You have overlap in your portfolio. What does that mean? Well, many investors buy some mutual funds or an index fund or two, and they think they're diversified because they have different funds, but they're not. The three mistakes people make with their asset allocation choices or their investment choices, they'll choose multiple mutual funds that share similar strategies, invest in the same stocks. They think that having a different fund family is diversification. It may be a little bit because of the culture of that fund family and their investing philosophy, but really, if you dig in, you'll find out that there's so much overlap. Different funds owning the same stocks, and you could even have the same strategies where you think you're diversified between two different fund families, say, for instance, Fidelity and T. Rowe Price. Also, people think that by hiring different financial advisors, it's a form of diversification. We've run into this from time to time. People come in from this radio program and they talk to us. They want a second opinion, which we so appreciate having the opportunity to give you. But then some people come in and say, well, my wife has one financial advisor. I've got another financial advisor. And then we've got a third financial advisor just to make sure they can keep watch over all three of them. That can cause a lot of problems. It's like having three kidney doctors or three heart doctors. I mean, they're going to disagree on something from time to time. Nobody has the whole picture, and it causes a lot of problems. So you need to have a diversified portfolio, not only when it comes to funds, but you want to be careful about diversifying your money across advisors because you may get conflicting advice, and no advisor knows what the other ones are recommending. True diversification is having different asset classes, different size companies, foreign and domestic companies, stocks and bonds, real estate, other hard assets like precious metals. But you've got to be careful that you don't have overlap when you're choosing different funds or even big industrial companies if you're buying individual stocks. Before I go any further on this topic, I want to just briefly mention that we're seeing more new clients right now who want to know one thing. What are my opportunities to save on taxes with the new Trump plan? And is my portfolio diversified to match this new tax plan and so many economic changes that are going on under this Trump presidency? And for some who are at or nearing retirement, there are some real good opportunities to position your retirement accounts that could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes and also make sure your asset allocation is proper with the drastic change we've had in the White House. If you have questions about that, if we can help you, you want to come in for a visit, call 1-800-705-1232. Again, that's 1-800-705-1232. Call now, and we'll set up a time for you to come in and visit. If you didn't catch that number this time, we'll give it out again in just a few moments.
It's possible that you could have a portfolio that's well-conceived and set up exactly as it should be. It's exactly what you need, and then you kind of leave it on autopilot, which leads us into pitfall number three, Joel, which is not consistently updating your plan.
Right. Investing is not a set it and forget it kind of a situation. You've got to consistently be updating your portfolio. And if you're not having regular meetings with your financial advisor, if they're not consistently updating your portfolio, sometimes you don't have to meet, but they might be rebalancing or pulling out one investment and adding another, something we do here at Johnson Brunetti, then you need to be searching for somebody that does that, that not only adjust your portfolio based on what's happening out there in the market. And I don't mean market timing now. I mean small adjustments based on what's going on out there, and then meeting with you frequently so that they know, and at least once a year is probably enough because you don't want to be reacting, but you want to make sure that that advisor knows if anything is changing in your life and that you understand what's going on with the thinking behind the portfolio.
Pitfall number four is letting your emotions get the best of you. And a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm a logical person. I'm not going to let my emotions dictate my investment decisions. But very often, that's exactly what ends up happening.
Well, correct. And there was an article a little while back in the CFA Institute. That's the Certified Financial Analyst. These are the people that run your mutual funds. And it says that you need to think about asset allocation that's going to keep you invested over the long term. Removing your emotions from investing is probably the most important thing you can do, assuming you have a good investment plan. But once you have a good investment plan, again, according to the certified financial analysts who run most individual portfolios and also most mutual funds out there, your age may dictate your asset allocation, but you've got to temper it with your own investment behavior. If there's one takeaway from today's show, if there's just one thing, it's that you can't afford to wait any longer to update and rebalance your investments. This isn't something you put off until next week or even next month. This is something you need to address right now. All the changes that are going out there, the Trump presidency and the disruption that's going on, whether you feel that's positive or negative, it's made a drastic impact on the market and how you need to be invested. The people that do put this off will be the ones who could pay the price in the long run, and you don't want to gamble with your money. At this stage of the game, it could be too late to recover if you make a mistake. Let us prove to you how we could potentially do more with your investments while reducing your risk. We make this simple and easy. It doesn't cost you one thin dime. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers on the show right now. Call 1-800-705-1232. If you're someone who needs to make the most out of every dollar you've saved for retirement, or maybe you've done pretty well and you just want to make the most out of every single dollar, this analysis could change everything for you. Let us prove what we can do here at Johnson Brunetti. Call now, 1-800-705-1232. Again, that's 1-800-705-1232. You can also text your first and last name to that number. We'll set up a time for you to come on in and get your customized Money Map retirement review.
Again, the number to call, 800-705-1232. If you call, that's great. If you text, be sure to leave your first and last name. We'll get back with you that way. 800-705-1232. When you come in for your Money Map retirement review, you will leave with a copy of one of Joel's books. You take your pick, The Money Map, maybe Forced to Retire fits your situation the best, whatever you prefer, you pick the book and take it with you. 800-705-1232. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies, and we're talking about the seven pitfalls of asset allocation that could decimate your entire life savings. So do you know how your money's invested? When's the last time that you updated or rebalanced your investments? Most people don't have the answers to those questions, and this is how you can get yourself into real trouble right now. So coming up, we'll reveal the remaining dangers of not having a properly diversified portfolio and some little-known strategies that could help you do more with your money while reducing your risk. Joel, pitfall number five in this discussion is not using Social Security as a tool to battle risk. What does that mean?
Well, it means Social Security is an asset, and people don't think of it as an asset. They don't think of it as a separate account. You know, they sort of think of it as, well, it's this just stream of payments. You know, I'm going to get these monthly checks. But Social Security is an asset. I did a little analysis once on myself, and if I was retiring today, I'm only 55, but pretend I'm 65 or 67. If I was retiring today, my Social Security benefits based on normal life expectancy are worth around $400,000. I think it was just a touch more, but let's say it's $400,000. Well, if I had an account worth $400,000, I would be paying attention to how that's invested. Now, we can't decide how we want Social Security invested, but it should be considered as an asset, as part of an asset allocation strategy. Think of it as another account that you have. It's a fixed asset. You have a consistent guaranteed payment that's going to come in, guaranteed as long as you live. That needs to be part of your asset allocation strategy. It's one of the critical pillars of retirement planning. So that doesn't mean only figuring it as an asset, but also, when are you going to time those benefits? You know, it's an important asset. It's dependable. When are you going to time those benefits to make sure that you get absolutely every nickel that's rightfully yours? And most Americans, they take their Social Security benefits at face value. They end up leaving all kinds of money on the table because they don't have the right strategies. By the way, the popular press that says everybody should wait till they're 70 to take Social Security, that is absolutely not the case, especially if you're a good saver. It needs to be timed with your other assets with regard to your accounts that you have, your 401k, any inheritances that you might have, people that you need to help out down the line, whether it's kids and grandkids. We've got to spend a lot more time on Social Security and the planning of it than most people are spending on it. And again, they're losing money, they're leaving money on the table, and their portfolio isn't set up correctly because they're not considering it as an important piece. Same thing with a pension, by the way. You need to look at a pension as a tool to battle risk because of the guaranteed payment structure. And some people, it's kind of funny, it's different of what I said earlier, but some people don't take enough risk. with their assets because they don't figure in the guarantees of a pension and Social Security, and maybe the lack of inflation protection on those two streams of payments.
Number six on our list of pitfalls here, Joel, is not having income sources outside of your investment portfolio. And we're not saying you have to go get a job, you know, part-time at the pro shop at the golf course, but you need to have some other income sources outside of your investment portfolio.
Well, especially if you're not very, very well off. I had a couple come in a little while back, and they actually lived near me in my hometown. One was a doctor. He was a doctor, and she, I believe, was a school administrator who had retired. And they just couldn't retire yet. They came in, they said, Joel, we're going to retire in 2 years, and here's what we have in assets. And I'm self-employed, the physician said. I'm self-employed, so I don't have a pension. I'll just get my Social Security, and then we've got this savings. And the spouse, the wife, had a pension coming in from the teacher's system because she was an administrator. But it clearly was not enough to cover what they needed for income. So they didn't have – they had income sources outside their investments, but they didn't have enough income sources outside their investments and completely had a wrong view of when they could retire. And we did an analysis. This is the one we've been talking about, part of that Money Map retirement plan that we do for you. And we found out they can't retire in 2 years. They've got to work for at least 4 or 5 more years. Now, they didn't really appreciate me saying that. I probably didn't win over any new friends, but our job is to tell the truth. And wouldn't you want to know if you had an unrealistic view of when you could retire? Or if you're already retired, wouldn't you want to know if you don't have enough money to last for the rest of your life because you don't have enough other guaranteed income sources outside your investment portfolio? Now, sometimes we're able to set up an account where it's like you buying a pension that has a guaranteed stream of payments. Sometimes that makes sense. Sometimes it doesn't. But don't just think that your investment portfolio is enough. Again, we've got to analyze those other income sources. The three most important words in retirement are income, income, income. And like I talked about with the couple that came in from my hometown, they just didn't have enough income in their guaranteed sources or enough of an investment portfolio to offset that.
Pitfall number 7, the final one we'll discuss today, Joel, is choosing investments or mutual funds based on past performance. And I know you've seen this probably 100 times in the course of your career.
Over and over and over again. You've got to understand, first of all, there was a Morningstar article a little while back in the Wall Street Journal about why past performance is no guarantee of future results. And that's almost cliche now, right? It's on every statement you get. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. What does that mean? It means that way too many people are looking at a mutual fund performance or a stock performance and assuming that'll just go on forever. We've got a lot of smart clients and prospective clients that come in and visit us from this radio program, many of them engineers working for, you know, one of the United Technologies companies or Electric Boat or Sikorsky, many of them executives with Aetna or the Travelers. And because they're very sharp people, they continually analyze their investments. But the problem is, the big flaw there is, many of them are analyzing it based on past performance. I can remember a couple. They're clients of ours, have been for quite a few years. But when they first came in and visited with us, and they were both working for Travelers at the time, and they were looking at their 401k and deciding their allocations in their 401k based on what's performed the best in the last year or 3 years. Remember, this show was about asset allocation. Sometimes a fund has just done well because it's focused on the asset class, the style of investing that has just done well over the last few years. So don't make that mistake. Do not choose your investments or your mutual funds based on past performance. Most likely, you are holding underperforming mutual funds in your retirement and investment portfolio. And you might pay the price for that. Now, what did I just say? I said, well, don't pick the ones that have performed the best, but also you've got to keep an eye on those that have performed the worst. Sometimes those underperforming stocks or mutual funds are just about to rally and people move out at the wrong time. Other times, those underperforming stocks or funds just will never perform well because of their style, the shift has changed, they're focused on a sector of the economy that's just never going to come back. How do you know the difference? We help you figure that out. You've got to know whether the stocks or mutual funds or your even philosophy is still going to be appropriate for the next 5, 10, 20 years. So don't just rely on past performance. Let it be a little bit of an alarm bell, but don't switch based solely on past performance. performance. So how should you select investments? Well, you want to outline your criteria. You want to outline your goals in life. Start with the big picture. Start with the end in mind, like Stephen Covey said, and work your way backwards. Because the mutual funds and stocks or annuities or real estate funds or Social Security or pensions, those are just the tools. You've got to figure out what you're trying to build first. If you're trying to build a house, you don't get in an argument about the type of hammer that you're going to use. That just doesn't happen. You figure out the house first, and then once you've figured out the house and designed it, you've hired the architect, you know who your builder is going to be, then they get way down to the nitty-gritty of what types of tools they're going to use. It's probably more important for you to choose that advisor properly and let them choose the funds. But if you are managing money yourself and you want to pick stocks or funds, again, start with the big picture. So let's do a quick update of what we've talked about, sort of a little recap of what we've covered on the show today. And again, we're talking about the seven pitfalls of asset allocation that could decimate your entire life savings. Again, if you make these mistakes, it could be so costly that you don't have a chance to recover. Pitfall number one was your investment allocation doesn't match your tolerance for risk. And we talked about that CNBC write-up about how most people don't have a portfolio that matches your risk tolerance. Second, you think you have a diversified portfolio and you just plain don't. The third item that we discussed was not consistently updating your plan. It's something that we do for clients constantly is update their plan, not only based on changes they've made in their lives, but also changes in the investment world. Pitfall number four was letting your emotions get the best of you. And I talk about this in our workshops all the time, that by the way, you could come to one of our workshops if you go on our website, but I talk about this in our workshops all the time, that the biggest impediment to you being a successful investor is your behavior. How do people behave? They behave many times based on emotions. So number four was letting your emotions get the best of you. Pitfall number five was not using Social Security as a risk reduction tool, or a pension for that matter. Pitfall number six is not having enough income sources outside your investment portfolio, those things that'll smooth out those investment returns. And last but not least, pitfall number seven, choosing investments based on past performance, a mistake so many people make. You might be making that in your 401k right now. You've saved and invested for retirement. What do you do? What do you do with all of this information that we've given you today? How are you going to make sure that your money works based on the wisdom you get from this show? How do you make sure that money is working for you, not for somebody else? The answers you can get in our personalized Money Map retirement plan. This is the plan that we've offered. We've helped so many people. Over 2,000 families now have been helped by this process here in the New England area. Through the Money Map retirement process that, again, is available to you, no obligation. It's nice and simple. But here's what you'll get. You're going to discover the concrete steps to minimize your risk. We have that tool I mentioned earlier. How to turn your assets into an income workhorse in retirement to consistently deliver monthly checks to you. You'll also discover how to avoid the retirement tax trap that could cost you thousands. And then how do you protect everything you've worked for from the skyrocketing costs of healthcare and inflation? And last but not least, you'll find out through our Money Map retirement system why so many retirement plans are destined to fail today due to gaping holes and costly mistakes. You need a plan. For the first 10 callers on the show today, again, we had 10 before we took, now it's 10 more callers on the show right now. This personalized analysis will not cost you one thin dime. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $250,000 for retirement, call now, get your Money Map retirement plan. We put it all together in an easy to understand and also actionable strategies on just one page. You get your whole financial life on one page. You'll love it. Get your personalized Money Map retirement plan. Again, be one of the first 10 callers right now at 1-800-705-1232. Again, call now, 1-800-705-1232.
Great opportunity if you're retired already or you'll be retiring in the next decade or so. 800-705-1232. When you come in for your Money Map retirement review, you'll get a copy of one of Joel's books to take with you. Again, 800-705-1232. That's all we have time for on today's program. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll talk with you next week. Same time, same place with Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Have a great week.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.